The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Now, more and more people are deciding to convert commercial buildings, such as shops, pubs and even banks, into homes. Ellen Leonard has been finding out more.
We're just off the main street in Monasterevin in County Kildare and the home of Lisa Marie and Kevin Duffy.
Inside the front door you'll see there's grooves in the tiles from where they're worn from people walking in and out of the building over the many years, and you can't buy things like that.
In 2016, they bought a bank.
When we did walk in here originally, the stairs were falling down, there was mould, the floor in this room actually was half caved in on one side. We have the not as ornate tiles in the part that would have been the bank, where you've got people coming in and out every day. And then as you go through to the area which would have been the bank manager's house, the tiles get a bit more fancy.
Do you ever wonder about the people that were in here?
Yes, yeah. When we were doing up the house, we did find a postcard and a receipt to buy net curtains for the house in Harrods. And that would have been such a huge trip to take back in the day.
Telegraphic address, Harrods Everything, London. The most interesting and beautiful store in the whole of Britain and one of the most famous in the world.
People always thought, you know, because it was the old bank, you know, you'd go into the safe and they were saying that we'd find money and everything. There was no money. The money was well gone.
Yeah.
Hi there, my name is Judith Caffrey and I am the owner-occupier, along with my husband Paul McPhillips, of John Anderson's Pub in Drum, County Monaghan.
Five steps lead up to the front door of John Anderson's Pub, Judith's home. A former coaching inn, it was built in 1860.
My husband is from a few miles up the road in County Monaghan, and we were cycling one day and got to the top of the hill in Drum and saw John Anderson's Pub looking derelict but rather lovely. We bought it in 2019. I took a career break in that very September and yeah, basically spent most of that year with a wheelbarrow as my best friend. So it is, it's not for the faint-hearted. It's been around for a long time and there used to be selling, you know, ladies' wear and whiskey bonding was done there. There were an undertakers there, the doctor and the dentist used to come and they used to look after people in what is now my office. It was a pub then, latterly, a five-day licence, so the man who owned the pub didn't drink himself, and in fact I think he wasn't particularly encouraging of people drinking despite being a publican. So he opened, I think, possibly maximum of two nights a week. So it was never what you would say, you know, a busy, bustling Temple Bar-like pub, but it was somewhere where people seemed to like coming.
Judith hopes that her home will become a local again, in another sense.
Any building demands it to be occupied for it to be able to survive and to thrive. We are two and we will only be two, but we would love to have more people in the building. A lot of people that are living locally that are maybe a little bit isolated, maybe some of the elderly people in the community, and that would give me a lot of joy. I love the company of older people and I would love to have some sort of a community hub there.
You can configure them in different ways and you can actually end up with a pretty cool looking house that is full of personality. And I think that's the big word, personality.
Quantity surveyor Shay Lally of Houses to Restore says converting commercial buildings into homes is becoming more and more popular.
Property that recently featured on Houses to Restore, it's in Dunleary. It was a former electrical store and it was basically turned into a single house, and it was absolutely amazing. It was full of personality. Like, sometimes people might end up with a property like that simply because they can't afford to buy the house they want in the area, so they then set about trying to find another way to essentially live in that area. And that's when the idea of let's buy an existing commercial property and let's convert it into a house comes about. Downsides would be like there's planning involved, so you have to change the use of the property from commercial to residential. It's definitely more expensive to get a property like that surveyed. The other thing as well is that if you buy a property like this on a street that no one else has already converted it, you're going to be met with more challenges.
But Lisa Marie says if you're up for a challenge and you have the funds, the positives of a conversion project far outweigh the negatives.
And we just did it bit by bit. We did what we could afford to do at the time. And I think that's the way of looking at it. Break it down into small pieces and just work your way through it. And it's not easy, but it was worth every minute just to be able to bring the building back.
Ellen Leonard reporting there.